This is Mitchell Mefford, accompanied by Logan Athens. We are both students at the TCC West Campus. Today we are going to be interviewing Hamad. How do you say your last name?
Al-Dhawi.
Al-Dhawi?
Yeah.
Okay, we are interviewing Hamad Al-Dhawi, who is an ESL student at the Northeast Campus at TCC. Today's date is February 19th, 2019. We are located at the TCC Northeast Campus doing an oral interview to help us understand more about Hamad and his life as an ESL student. So, Hamad, I'm going to start off. How are you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well. So, you're from Saudi Arabia, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Saudi
Arabia. So, how long did you live in Saudi Arabia?
About 27 years.
27 years?
Yeah.
So how long have you been in Tulsa?
Around 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Now are you liking it?
Yes, so far, yes.
is it pretty different?
Yeah, there is differences. For sure there is differences between U.S. and Saudi Arabia.
So now what are some of the biggest differences?
Actually, number one is weather.
Mm-hmm.
Our weather, usually they're very, very, very hot, and the opposite is here, so
yeah.
It's too cold. For me, I feel it's too cold, because yeah. I grow up in hot weather.
You know?
This is the most important point about differences between Tulsa and Saudi Arabia. Otherwise, the culture
mm-hmm.
between Saudi Arabia people and Tulsa or U.S. people. So there is differences between cultures. And there was a culture shock when I arrived here to Tulsa, you know, the lifestyle, what are they eat, because, you know, I'm fat. So the number one, usually the food and their lifestyle, the working hours, the weekends, timing, all of these stuff, there is differences between mm-hmm. those two countries.
So you mentioned food. What's the food like in Saudi Arabia?
We usually have rice with chicken or lamb or camels.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I think the most popular food or meal, let's say, it is hamburger, am I right?
Yeah.
And I have a question to you guys.
Yeah.
How did you eat hamburger with milkshake? It's too heavy for stomach.
Am I
right?
It is very heavy. Normally,
Can you
really
breathe after
it.
That meal?
it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to.
It's too heavy, yeah.
In Saudi Arabia, did they have fast food chains like McDonald's?
Yeah, we have. We have McDonald's, KFC,
is the
all of
different?
These things. Usually the same, but there is differences between names, but the meal is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But they name it in different way there in Saudi Arabia.
So what was probably, if you could just pick one thing to eat from Saudi Arabia, what was your favorite meal?
Kabsa.
Kabsa?
We call it kabsa. It is rice and, for me, I didn't eat meat at all. So I'm eating chicken usually.
Okay.
So I would choose kabsa.
Okay.
Rice and chicken.
Now if you had to pick something from here, what would you probably go for?
From here, I think hamburger.
Hamburger?
They're good in burger, hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said you've been living in Tulsa for about 6 months. Did you travel over with family or?
I'm here alone, but when I arrived there, I have friends from Saudi Arabia. I know them here. So when I arrived, there was a summer vacation,
uh-huh.
and they told us, let's go. We have a plan to go to Chicago, Niagara Falls, New York, Boston. Then we'll come back to Oklahoma. So that was my third day here in Tulsa, in U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with them to these areas. It was amazing. And the best location is Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls, yeah. I like it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so do you still keep in touch with your family?
My family, yeah, for sure. Okay. I'm calling them. If it is not daily, the day after day, mm-hmm. especially I'm the oldest one, so I have to ask my little brothers, what are you doing with your study, how's life, and this stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you like about TCC?
Yeah, TCC, usually when people ask me about TCC, I'm talking about the ESL.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to learn either ways. You every day there is something new you learn about English, let's say grammar, writing, listening. It's not, we are not only learning here in class. They give us assignments, so we continue learning even in house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, is the workload pretty easy, or is it pretty difficult?
So and so. Sometimes there is easy tasks, let's say assignments,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you have to do search, translation, all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you like your teacher?
I like my teachers because they are doing their best to deliver the information in the easiest way, so you can understand what's going on, what are they talk about, if you have questions. Usually, they ask us at end of every section. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you have questions, they usually give us time for questions. So if you have questions, they start negotiation about if there is a point, something not clear, they clarify it to us.
Before you came to Tulsa, did you speak any English, or did you have to start completely anew once you got here?
Actually, I'm working in company, oil company, and most of my colleagues from here, from U.S., so we have to talk in English and write emails, professional emails, and this stuff. So they send me here, but there is certain rules say we have to go through the ESL, so we should have 2 semesters minimum studying in ESL, so after that I can move to college.
Mm.
So I have a little bit knowledge about English.
So is ESL the only course or classes that you're taking here at TCC?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Now, back in Saudi Arabia, was the education or how you learned, was it pretty similar or were they pretty different?
Yeah, here is the point. I learned English when I finished my high school. Mm-hmm. I entered my company. There is classes for English over for 2 years. We're studying English in certain areas, grammar, writing, listening, vocabulary, all of this stuff. So we learn the formal language. But when I arrived at that time, and then I worked for 7 more years,
mm-hmm.
as IT designer,
okay.
in my company. So they send us here to study. They change our majors to electrical engineering. So when I arrive here, I think it was simple to talk to people like you guys. And so when I go to Walmart or different anywhere here in US, so I can understand what are they saying, and they can understand what I'm saying. But I get shocked when I they call it slang language.
Mm-hmm.
They are talking very fast with shortcuts that I don't understand. And when I talk to them, they think, are we in class? Are you a professor in class? So talking in this academic words and formal things. But life is going on.
Yeah. So you would say slang is probably the hardest thing?
Yes. Mm. This is the most hard thing I face here in US. But I'm practicing.
Yeah. I personally believe, and I think Logan will agree with me, you're very easy yeah. to understand, and you
yeah.
speak very clearly and very well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys.
So how do you like the people at TCC? Are the people friendly, or
Yeah, they are actually friendly, helpful, and it is good time. It's good to share that. Yesterday, there was a small story. Yesterday, there was a problem with the printer here in the corridor. So the first one just passed. He asked me, do you have any help? Do you need any help for the printer? Because there was errors. Mm-hmm. And he helped me up to the printer working. Yeah, the people here are helpful and supportive people. Yeah, I like people here in TCC.
Yeah, support, that's very important.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you don't like about TCC or anything that you would change?
I'm not a negative guy, but, you know, sometimes, as what I say, the slang, so out of class, here in TCC, even here in TCC, people usually they didn't understand me when I talk, or they should take time, let's say 5 seconds just to do calculations in their minds, then they can start again reply to my question.
All right. After TCC, are you planning on going to any other colleges, or what's your plans after TCC?
Yes, actually, this is my plan from Saudi Arabia. So I will finish studying ESL. Then I will, the next semester, the fall, I'm going to TCC to study, start my studying in electrical engineering.
Electrical engineering?
Yeah.
Wow. Now you would say that your goal is to learn the English language better to help further your education towards the engineering.
Yeah, you are right.
All right. Let me see here. How many languages do you speak?
I'm speaking only Arabic and a little English.
A little English?
Yeah, there was no time to study languages. I love to study cultures or to have more knowledge about cultures, languages, but there was no time studying other things like IT and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope in future there will be a plan.
Good. I just had a good question. You got anything, Logan?
What do you think of as a harder language? Like, does Arabic have slang in it?
Yes. This is an important question. I think Arabic will be harder than English. English simple, so one word you can use it in too many sentences. So in Arabic, we have too many grammar things, and it is hard for us, even as native speakers. So we have to study the first 6 years. So we have to study in the beginning when I was a child. So we have to study over 6 years, only full classes of Arabic, so it is too difficult. And actually, the slang of Arabic, it's too difficult. Even me, from area to area, we don't understand them sometimes. So from east or west, we don't understand sometimes. So,
are there more characters in the Arabic alphabet?
What do you mean by characters?
Like symbols, like letters?
Letters?
Yeah.
Letters and symbols, like how you would form words, kind of like how our names have letters. Are there more?
Yes, but here in English language, you have every letter is separated from the next letter. In Arabic, we have to connect them.
Oh,
there
really?
There is connection line between each letter and the following letter.
Okay, so is that something that you would classify as kind of a grammar?
It's not. It is part of grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
So, going back to, you said you like the different cultures and other things. So back onto the culture, you said that you like to learn about different things. So here in America, a big thing of culture is our music. Is the music very different between America and Saudi Arabia?
Yes, you are using the music tools, something like the guitar, while in their mic, in my country, we are using something very similar. They call it oud.
An oud?
Oud. It's something similar to guitar, but different different song.
Recording.
So you said that it's different sound. Are there very many? You said that America uses lots of different instruments or tools to create music. Are there very many instruments that you all use, or is that mainly just kind of?
Yes, we have different types of music. Like here, you have hip hop and jazz and rap or classic music. We have the same in my country, but different instruments. We are using different instruments. I don't know the names in English, but we are using different instruments.
Okay.
You may like it. Just hear about it.
Yeah. So now, do you like the music here in America?
I like the classic music.
The classical?
Even from my country, I'm listening for English music, but classic music, it's kind of quiet music. Mm-hmm. It's not like the jazz or rap or hip-hop. It's noisy sometimes.
Yeah, we like our loud music.
Yeah.
Okay, so another thing of culture is sports. So here in America, we have football, baseball, other things. Do y'all have very many sports back in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, we have sports, something like marathon and football, but not like American football, because we are using our feet for to play. You are using both feet and hands to play, guys. This is, for me, I'm sorry to say that, but it is strange. Mm-hmm. They call it football while you are using your hand. Come on, guys. This is strange.
Yeah. Just to show you how unique the English language is, we don't call... we call our American football football, and we call football from other countries soccer.
Soccer, yeah.
Yeah, we're weird like that. Huh?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to interrupt. We might pause it 1 second, and then we're just going to switch rooms real quick.
Okay. So, back on to the sports. Did you play any sports growing up?
I try to play bowling.
Bowling?
Bowling, but I stopped. I don't know why. Don't ask me why.
I
stopped because there was no time. But the most game that I love is billiard. I think you...
The billiards?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably not very good at it. You probably beat me pretty easily, but another thing is so here in Tulsa in America, we like to think that we have lots of fun stuff to do if you're just hanging out with your friends, or if you're just spending time with your friends. Was there anything like that in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of desserts in my country, so we have combined me and friends sleeping in tent, hunting by falcons. So
hunting by falcons.
Yeah.
So explain that for a bit, because I'm pretty curious. That sounds pretty
really?
Cool.
So, you know, guys, here in US, I observe that you guys have bits like dogs and cats. In Saudi Arabia, we have bits, but different kind of animals. Something like falcons and cheetahs. You know the cheetah?
I'm not sure.
You know the tiger?
Okay.
The baby of tiger, we call it cheetah.
Okay.
So
y'all have baby tigers and falcons as pets?
Yeah.
That is awesome. That's way cooler, man. I thought my dog was cool, dude.
And actually we have all of my country love camels.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually go to the desert in winter period, in winter season, hunting by falcons. You just to train the falcon, something like you train the your dog.
Mm-hmm.
So it is like sit and stand up, catch, something like this. We did it, but with falcons.
I am now not as impressed in American pets.
Yeah, yeah. I don't do anything cool.
No, you guys have, you know, what I observe here, the dogs are the best friend. Will never, ever turn back and go away from his friend, his owner.
Yeah.
So that's cool here in the U.S.
So are you planning on possibly getting a pet, like a dog or something, here in America, or?
Actually, we grow up, we should afraid of dogs.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, actually, this is funny story. I'm living in University Club Tower, so when I come to lobby, I live in 25th floor, so when I come to the lobby, and when someone waiting was with his dog, so I have to wait until they go using the elevator. So then I cannot imagine that me and dog in the same elevator. We don't hate them, but we are scaring us.
Okay.
It might catch you my leg, something like this. This is, I don't know. We grow up like this.
Yeah. So here in America, we like to name our pets. Like my dog's name is Rascal. Like it's
the
just,
same.
So you.
We have the same. We name our camels. We name our falcons. I have one. I'm called Shaheen.
Shaheen.
Yeah.
Is there a meaning for that, or is it just a?
It is a name.
Okay.
Yeah, only the name.
All right, Logan. Do you have anything?
I was going to say that I would be scared of a cheetah.
Me too. You're right.
Yeah, those are pretty scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like a baby tiger, but at the same time, the moment it got pretty big, might strike the fear in me.
Fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looks like we're doing pretty good on time. Is there anything that you would like us to know? Anything that you would like to ask us?
Actually, nothing, just I would like to utilize this chance to thank you guys coming here, talking to us. It's pretty good to talk to native speakers that now I'm improving my English knowledge. And thank you very, very much.
Well,
appreciate
thank you.
That.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, I think that's it.